When you move to a new town, one of the toughest things to do is to get to know your new neighbors. One good way to get through this situation is to invent a reason to talk to them. I like to call it the cup of sugar technique. Just go up to your neighbor's door and ask her if you can borrow a cup of sugar or some equally non-threatening ingredients. Whatever the reason, take the opportunity to start chatting with your neighbor. Perhaps you could treat her to a cake or pie you made with the sugar you'd borrowed from her. This would give you a new reason to make another visit.
Dad, I'm tired of the noise from upstairs.
Does Tom still play the piano at night? His father told me he'd have him stop playing after 7 in the evening.
No, it's not that.
What's the problem then?
Tom jumps around in his room at night. You know, his room is just above mine.
Really? I'll talk to his father tomorrow morning. It's too late to call now.
Dad, I have to study for my final exams tonight.
Well, I'll call his father now.
Thanks, Dad. Don't forget to tell him about the barking dog.
Don't worry. This is one of the ways you can save lives with a little time and courage. Today, many people are suffering because there isn't enough blood for medical operations. Before you do this, you'll surely be asked about your medical history and given a short physical examination. This procedure is needed not only for you, but also for the person who will receive your gift. Blood will be drawn from you, and then you'll get a certificate that you can use, just in case you might need some blood in the future.
Here you are, Mike.
Ms. Brown, how did you get in here? I thought you were in the audience with the other students.
After the final results came out, I couldn't wait to see you.
This is great, Miss Brown, but I'll be on the stage soon.
I'm so glad that you made it. I've never seen such an impressive speech before.
I couldn't have done it without you.
You're the one who did it. It was you who made the effort.
Do you really think so?
Of course I do. I know you've been working very hard for this contest.
Thanks. Oh, they're awarding the second prize now. I'm next.
Go and enjoy the winner's honor.
Alice, did you finish the report?
Not yet. I haven't decided which graph I'll use.
Let me see. How about the line graph with dots?
I'm afraid it might not be good for my report this time.
Then how about one of the bar graphs? They're a lot easier to understand.
That's what I'm thinking of. Which type do you think is better, horizontal or vertical?
To me, horizontal bars are not comfortable to look at.
Okay, I'll take your advice.
I have one more suggestion. If the bars are connected with lines, you can also see the trends.
Good point. I'll use that graph this time.